Blackstone Audio presents The Age of Reason Begins, The Story of Civilization, Volume 7, by Will and Ariel Durant. This book is read by Grover Gardner. To our beloved daughter, Ethel. To the reader, I had hoped to conclude my sketch of the history of civilization with a seventh volume to be called The Age of Reason, which was to cover the cultural development of Europe from the accession of Elizabeth I to the outbreak of the French Revolution. But as the story came closer to our own times and interests, it presented an ever greater number of personalities and events still vitally influential today. And these demanded no mere lifeless chronicle, but a humanizing visualization which in turn demanded space. Hence these reams. What had begun as a final volume has swollen into three, and one of the present authors, at an unseemly age, becomes a prima donna making a succession of farewell tours. Two of these three volumes have been completed in their first draft. One has been rewritten, and it here ventures into print. It proposes to cover the history of economic life, statesmanship, religion, morals, manners, music, art, literature, science, and philosophy in all the countries of Europe and in the Islam of Turkey and Persia from the accession of Elizabeth I, 1558, and the births of Bacon, 1561, and Shakespeare, 1564, to the Treaty of Westphalia, 1648, and the deaths of Galileo, 1642, and Descartes, 1650. In this period, the basic developments were the rise of murderous nationalisms and the decline of murderous theologies. Barring some lethal surprise to the authors or to civilization, Volume 8, The Age of Louis XIV, should be ready in 1963, and if decay permits, a final volume, The Age of Voltaire, will appear in 1965. The unifying theme of all three volumes will be the growth of reason. There is no attempt in these volumes or their predecessors to rely predominantly upon contemporary sources and documents for political or economic or military history. To do this for all the nations of Asia and Europe through all their generations and all their activities would have been physically impossible in one lifetime. But in cultural history, which is the primary concern of this record, there has been an almost complete resort to the original sources. Every major religion has been studied in its main habitat. Every major work of literature has been read or reread.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?